Joyce Williams. Today's 12/26. She was born 5/12/55. 69-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD. Patient was found to be short of breath with pedal edema on Lasix, period. She has oxygen available to her, but she doesn't use it on a regular basis, period. She's very weak. She says she didn't have a good Christmas yesterday because of weakness and the fact that she couldn't get around, period. She requires help with all ADL, period. She's a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She does wear a pull-up and has very little appetite, period. In the paragraph, she's lost about 2 pounds in the past 3 months. No, 3 pounds. Her family and her daughter and self, period. She's eating very little. Patient's diuretic is helping the swelling in the lower extremity, which is caused by protein, calorie, malnutrition, but still there, period. She has a childlike appetite. She's out of her Trilogy and her nebulized and her albuterol, which needs to be refilled today, period. Blood pressure stable with current dose of medication. And patient has generalized weakness and debility related to her end-stage COPD. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. When you put the name, date of visit, and date of birth, put hospice care for you. So I know which one this goes to. Thank you. And then let's do this other one. This one is on... You can put Loving Hospice on top of it. The patient's name is Alberta. First name Alberta. Last name Breaux, B-R-E-A-U-X. Today's date is the 26th. 2/5/32 is the date of birth. Miss Breaux is a... ...92-year-old woman? Let's see. I guess it is. Currently on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia associated with senile degeneration of the brain, period. In the paragraph, patient lives with Mary Ward, her daughter, and Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S, is visiting from Austin, which is the granddaughter, period. They tell me that she's not speaking 1 to 2 words. She's sleeping all the time. She has 2-3+ low extremity edema related to renal failure as well as protein, calorie, malnutrition. She eats very little. She's staying in bed 16 to 18 hours a day. She's totally bedbound. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. Recently, patient had a Foley catheter placed, which helped the daughter tremendously, period. Blood pressure is controlled with irbesartan, 300 hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram, period. In the paragraph, patient has sundowner syndrome and Zoloft, period. Blood sugar is stable with metformin, and most likely we can get rid of the metformin since she's eating very little and she continues to lose weight, period. She's on Detrol, which is not needed as long as she has a Foley catheter in place, which once again she pulled out and needs to be replaced, period. The paragraph, she is confused. She has much decreased mentation, no longer oriented to place, person, or time, period. She also has protein, calorie, malnutrition, hypertension, diabetes, renal insufficiency, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, and overall weakness, period. The weight loss is unavoidable, period. Part of the confusion is also related to her hyperventilation. Her O2-sat today is stable at 91% on room air with a blood pressure of 130/62, period. Discuss findings with Pamela at the office, who will send a nurse out for a Foley catheter to be replaced, and also bring supplies as well as add Lasix 20 milligram once a day per medical director. As far as the discontinuation of metformin, the Detrol, this will be also discussed with the medical director via a copy of this note today. As far as the protein, calorie, malnutrition, and the muscle wasting, this is definitely unavoidable. Thank you.